We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. An Odyssey station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. LSU just did a poll. And that poll said that 40% of Louisiana Republicans don't want the COVID vaccination shot. That's a lot of people. You know, and that's interesting because I don't know the exact number, but it's around that number, 40%. Black Americans don't want to take the coronavirus, the COVID-19 vaccination shot. Hey, there's something that Republicans and Black Americans agree on. You know, they say the biggest groups of people who don't want to take the vaccination shot for coronavirus are Republicans, Black people, and evangelicals. Yet people on the political left, Democrats, they're fine with taking it. More than here in Louisiana, more than 40% of Republicans said they don't plan on getting vaccinated against coronavirus. That's a very high number when you've got the federal government, the CDC here in the United States, telling us they need 75 to 80% of Americans to get vaccinated for us to get back to life as we knew it before coronavirus. But this is a major issue. The coronavirus has become, and it has been since the beginning, a political issue. People on the political left take it very seriously. People on the political right don't. And this isn't everybody, but this is.
I don't think
this is the majority of people.
I don't think the people on the right don't take the virus seriously. I just don't think they believe that our response to the virus is necessary, especially if you consider that it does have a 99% recovery rate.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, Coleman, what they don't believe. How can you shut down the country for a virus that 98 to 99% of people recover from when they get it?
Right. So when it comes to the people that's right-leaning, their objection is more has more to do with government control,
yeah,
not necessarily the safety of the disease. I'm quite sure they're smart enough to know that the virus is real, and it has caused a lot of death and destruction, but our response to it was unnecessary. And I think the 40% who don't plan on taking the virus are more because they don't want to give the government more control. And plus, how would the government even know whether 80% or 75% or 60% take the...
Well, that's the next step.
Right.
There was another big story this week. We may have to get an official document saying that we have been vaccinated to get into certain places, to get into a bunch of places. And the first thing people are thinking about is, let me see your papers. They're bringing this right back to Nazi Germany.
Right. So if you're a right-leaning person and you think to yourself, why should it be necessary for me to have papers or a card or something to prove that I've got vaccinated when you don't need an ID to prove that you're a citizen or you don't need an ID to prove that you're a registered voter? So that once again, they're taking the coronavirus issue and they're politicizing it. So the objection is really based on political ideology, not necessarily
that's why. That's why Republicans don't want to take the shot. That's not why black people don't want to take the shot. That's completely different. They both don't want to, those groups of people don't want to take the shots, right, but for two different reasons.
Just like the evangelicals. They don't want to take the shot. One, because they said some of the vaccine was made from,
aborted babies.
Yeah, and plus they do believe more in faith in God will heal them as opposed to the science of man. So, yeah, the people who don't want to take the vaccine do have their different reasons.
Yeah, those three groups of people, the Republicans, evangelicals, and black people, they don't want to take the vaccine. And again, not everybody in those groups, but a majority of people in those three groups, they all agree they don't want to take the vaccine.
But 40% is not a majority. 40% is the minority.
But
it's a large part, but 40% is a minority.
Well, I could get more. That's just in the state of Louisiana, but I could get more into these numbers. The data finds, Coleman, that about one in three adults, period, aren't interested in getting vaccinated. That's it's gonna be a problem. There's gonna be a problem with the federal government there.
There's always been a problem with the federal government, and that's the problem is the federal government and how people feel about what the federal government has done. Because for me, I don't want to take the vaccine, but
I don't want to take it either.
Right. So first of all, just because they're not interested or they don't want to take it, don't mean they won't. You know, I know they say they don't plan on taking it, but that's not necessarily saying they won't take it. Just because you don't want to do it doesn't mean that you won't do it. Also, The reason I'm skeptical about the virus the vaccine isn't because I think it's going to do something to me. I think the vaccine is completely safe. It's just that the government has been telling us so much stuff all year round. What makes me think this is going to be any different? Because they're already talking about, there's a new mutated form.
Yeah, there's COVID. Many, so many mutated forms.
Then the other part about it is, all right, I want to get vaccinated because I want to live a normal life. But then they also tell you, even if you get vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. So it's like, well, if I still have to wear the mask and social distance,
what's the point of all of that?
What's the point of taking the vaccine?
So, again, this LSU poll, Coleman, it says more than 40% of Republicans in Louisiana said they don't plan on getting vaccinated against coronavirus. 13% of Democrats feel that way in Louisiana. The data found that nearly one in three adults, this LSU poll, aren't interested in getting vaccinated. 78% of Democrats and 49% of Republicans said they had either already received their vaccine or at least one of their vaccine shots or planned to do so once it became available. So this is a political divide.
I'm more interested in the age divide. I want to see right now that is based on political ideology, Democrats versus Republicans. I want to know within the Democrats and Republicans both, what are the age groups that are more defiant towards the vaccine? Is it younger groups, 30, 40, 50 years old, where those who would be willing to take the virus are above 50, 60?
It didn't break it down by age, and this poll has a margin of error of 6.4%.
Yeah.
But this is an issue.
It's only an issue because we allowed the government to make it more of an issue. It's not because right now you're concerned that if people don't take the virus, that the government won't allow us to have our life back. And that part is the issue, that we allowed the government to have that control over us, where we have to get jabbed and stabbed with a needle just so we can enjoy what we should just be enjoying because we're human beings. That's the issue to me, not necessarily whether or not somebody wants to get vaccinated or not. It's that we're at the whim of the government saying if we don't get vaccinated, well, we can't enjoy our freedoms. That's, to me, is the real issue.
And we're seeing that here in New Orleans as the state of Louisiana has pretty much opened up again, even though they still have the mask mandate. But bars in Louisiana now can stay open until after 11, except for one parish right here in New Orleans, Orleans Parish, where bars still have to close at 11. And we haven't caught up yet with the other 63 parishes in Louisiana when it comes to easing the coronavirus restrictions. And our tax cheat of a mayor, Letaxa Cantrell, even though she owes the IRS over $100,000 over the last decade in unpaid federal income taxes, she is keeping New Orleans back. Why? She says because she wants to see more people get vaccinated. But she's doing it because she can. The numbers when it comes to people with coronavirus and new positive tests and people in hospitals, the numbers don't support what she's saying. We have some of the lowest numbers in the country right now. So we should be able to fully reopen, keep the bars open in New Orleans past 11. She's not letting us because she can, because she has that power, and she's letting every one of us know who's in charge. Meanwhile, every other parish in Louisiana, every one of the other 63 parishes, they have eased the coronavirus restrictions. The bars in all the other parishes can now stay open till when they want to stay open, till after 11, everywhere except for New Orleans. Because she's showing you who's in charge.
Well, exactly my point. So if you feel that way, if you feel that she's keeping New Orleans on a modified lockdown because she can, shouldn't that make you want to be objective to whatever her demands are, saying, look, we know that you're doing it for a power grab, not necessarily because of the science backs you up or you're concerned about the safety. You're just doing it because you can. That should spark the objection to wanting to cooperate to her.
Well, she wants to see... She's saying what the federal government is saying, Coleman. Mm-hmm. She wants to see more people vaccinated. And because the federal government is telling us they need 75 to 80% of us to get vaccinated for us to get back to life like we knew it before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
And this LSU poll says there are a bunch of people who do not want to get vaccinated. This is where we are in the beginning of April. Again, look, do I want to get vaccinated? Of course not. Do I think I need to? I don't think so. I don't know. I think I had this crap way back in the beginning. But then the scientists and the doctors will say, well, just because you may have already had it, doesn't mean you can fight it off. With pretty much other diseases, that's how it works, right? Once you've had it, it means you could fend it off, fight it off. They're saying they can't be 100% sure with coronavirus with that.
That's never going to be 100%. This is never going to 100% go away. So I don't know what's the magical number they're waiting for us to get to, you know, because COVID-19 will be here for...
Text us if you're listening right now. Are you going to take it? Again, do I want to take it? No. I will take it if they're telling us that'll get people back to work and that'll get life back to the way it was before all of this crap started. Are you taking it? Text us. Keep it short. Please do not text while you're driving. 504-260-9595. And if it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. It's an Odyssey station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show on an Odyssey station. Easter weekend is just about here. It's Easter weekend. I hope you have a happy and great Easter weekend and Easter Sunday coming up. If you're just joining us, I was talking about a poll LSU just released that they did. And it said that more than 40% of Republicans here in the state of Louisiana said they don't plan on getting vaccinated against coronavirus. They don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccination shot. And 13% of Democrats say that they don't really want that either. This coronavirus issue has been political for a long time. The data also found that nearly 1 in 3 adults aren't interested in getting vaccinated. 78% of Democrats and 49% of Republicans said they had either already received their vaccine or planned to do so once it became available. Again, this poll was done by LSU with Louisiana residents, and it has a margin of error of 6.4%. We know that the federal government is telling us to get vaccinated. And they say they need 75 to 80% of Americans to get the vaccine shot, to get vaccinated. And that would create herd immunity. And Coleman and I were talking about it earlier, how that's one particular poll. But in the country, there are three groups of people where a majority or many, many in those groups of people, they don't want to get vaccinated. They don't want to get the vaccine shot. And those are Republicans, evangelicals, and black people, black Americans. It's the first time I could think of black people and Republicans agreeing on something. We asked you to text us. Now, look, I don't want to get the vaccination shot, but if the federal government is telling me that they need 80% of us, 75 to 80% of us, to get the vaccination shot, for us to get back to life the way we knew it before the pandemic, getting people back to work, making money, then I will get the vaccination shot. Plus, we're all getting older. And if coronavirus is roughest on old people, more so than any other group, because look, one of the reasons why so many people don't want to get the vaccination shot is because this is a virus that 98 to 99% of people who get it recover from. But if they're telling us this is what they need for us to get people back to work, to get the country back to the way it was before the pandemic, then I'm going to, I'll eventually get the damn shot. We asked you to text us. And if you're listening right now, text us. Have you already gotten the shot? Are you going to get the shot?
This first text says, There's no need for a vaccination because we've had a documented outbreak of a COVID-type virus every 11 to 15 years since 1890. The virus just keeps mutating and society has survived just fine without lockdowns or vaccines. Well, I wasn't around in 1890, so I can't confirm that. But I do find it suspicious that we have the lowest rate of the regular influenza this year than any other year prior. I think it's kind of ironic. This text says, our reasons for rejecting the vaccine, common sense and freedom.
Well, that's the other thing, texter. That's the other thing. I've been reading where places may make you show them your papers that you've been vaccinated to get in some places. I mean, that doesn't sound like the United States of America. Is that me see your papers?
Could you imagine that with any other disease? Like you have to show an ID to show that you don't have AIDS or you don't have herpes or you don't have the flu or you don't have tuberculosis or you don't have the whooping cough. Like we've never done anything like that before where somebody can't get in because they think, well, I'm saying recent history. I'm quite sure probably during the Black Death and all that era, but recent history. Nobody discriminated against you because they thought you were a leper or you had cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
Dave says that everything about the virus sucks and the government is exploiting the situation, but if we can get back to normal, then yes, I would take the vaccine. This text says, when the government can mandate what you must put in your body, then you're toast. And that's pretty much, that's what I think the major issue is. The government just is telling you, hey, you have to inject this inside of your body or we will keep your freedoms from you. And that's my issue.
And if on this radio show, ever since this started over a year ago, that's been our biggest concern. And that's what has surprised us the most is how easily people just listened and followed. Because in history, we've seen sometimes when people have done that, just listened to their government and followed everything they said. I mean, isn't that how Nazi Germany became Nazi Germany?
Right. So when you say if the experts are telling us we have to do this, that's why I'm doing it, aren't you falling into that same vein? Like you're just giving up your personal freedoms because you just want to get it over with?
I just want people to get back to work, Coleman.
Right. So you're going to acquiesce and do what the government experts tell you to do, whether you like it or not. Right. That's the whole issue. Like, and you're willing to do it. I'm kind of on the fence about it. Like if my employer tells me to do it, I will. But the government
that could be coming next.
Right.
Because we know that businesses are allowed to do that. Businesses are allowed to say, look, if you want to keep your job with us, you got to get the coronavirus vaccine and you got to show us. You got to prove it to us that you did that. Businesses are allowed to do that.
Right, and I agree with a privately owned business should be able to dictate what they want their employees to do. It's a privately owned business.
Then we'd have no choice, Coleman, if we still want to have a job.
No, we have a choice if we don't have a job. Hi, George from Waverly, Mississippi. I've had the coronavirus about 2 months ago, and I had an infusion but not the vaccine. And I don't plan on getting the vaccine in the future, but I can't get it for at least 90 days because of the infusion. So that's somebody who've had the virus and is still not getting the vaccine in Mississippi. Shout out to Mississippi. TJ says, I'm going to take the shot because of my career, but I'm still against it. LaToya is getting money from the government, so she'll keep things closed for political reasons, and she needs to pay her taxes.
Yeah, and again, Louisiana here in the state, everything has pretty much reopened. In the other 63 parishes besides Orleans Parish, bars will be able to stay open in the rest of the state for as long as they want after 11 p.m. Not here in New Orleans yet, because our tax cheat of a mayor says we're not where she wants us to be yet. She wants more people to get vaccinated.
Jonathan A. says, heck no, there's so many things that I'm unsure about. This text says, I would not take the vaccine. I put my health in the hands of a higher power. And this text says, No way. For decades now, they can't find a cure for cancer, but all of a sudden, in less than a year, they have a cure for coronavirus. I'm sure the shot will have long-term effects of some sort.
Well, a virus is a little bit different than cancer. But again, I'm no medical doctor.
I think that's why they call it Operation Warp Speed, right? They call it Operation Warp Speed because they rushed it. They tried to hurry up and get it out there. Yeah, this text says, this is not a medical crisis. This is a political crisis.
See, that's the thing. This thing has become so, it's more of a political issue, seemingly, than like our texter just said, that it is a medical issue. Well, look, we appreciate the texts. We have a lot we want to do on the show this morning. Coming up, we have an update on a story we did yesterday out of Tangible Hope Parish. We're the principal getting in a fight with one of the coaches at LaRanger High School. There's an update on that story. Hang out with us. A lot to get to this morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, and Odyssey Station, Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Now that we're in April, April is National Cannabis Awareness Month. According to a new study, smoking too much marijuana can damage short-term memory, not to mention short-term memory.
Smoke weed every day.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, and Odyssey Station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the New Orleans police yesterday warned the public to stay alert while you're putting gas in your car at a gas station here in the city. The reason why they did that, it's because there were 4 carjackings at gas stations while people were putting gas in their car in 12 hours. 4 people had their car stolen in 12 hours. And all they were doing was putting gas in their car. By the way, all of these happened in New Orleans East. They all happened over there in that part of town.
So now I'm thinking, you know, I go to the gas station frequently, and I'm trying to see how would somebody be able to carjack me while I'm at the gas station. So I'm assuming that these people who were pumping their gas left their keys in the ignition as they were pumping the gas?
Not only that, Coleman, they left their keys in the ignition and their car running while they were pumping gas.
See that? Sometimes you set yourself up.
New Orleans police are asking residents to be on alert after a string of carjackings, robberies, and attempted carjackings at gas stations in New Orleans East. The crime scenes span 4 miles. 4 miles in 12 hours. The suspects are armed. Police are worried someone may get hurt before the crime spree is over. See, look, here in New Orleans, people do get shot every day. We live in a city, one of the rare places on the planet, where people get shot every day. We understand that, though. The majority of New Orleans residents stay out of neighborhoods that probably shouldn't be in. And I know some of the shootings here in New Orleans, they happen to completely innocent people who are in neighborhoods they shouldn't have to worry about. But the majority of the shootings here in the city of New Orleans, they happen in places where most people wouldn't be at the time of day where most people wouldn't be out at. But the New Orleans police released a statement saying, quote, within a 12-hour period, we've had four incidents occur. We believe it's the same individual. And in three of those four instances, they were willing to use a weapon to steal or attempt to steal something. Again, this all happened two nights ago, Wednesday night, in New Orleans East. Police say a man hopped into a running car while the driver was attending to other business at the gas station. When the driver confronted him, the suspect pointed a gun at her and drove off. Then, about 20 minutes later, police say the same suspect came back to the same gas station and stole another running car. It's incredible. Usually, when a thief steals something, they take off and go as far away from that place where they stole something as possible. This guy in the New Orleans police, they believe it's the same guy, stole a car from a woman putting gas in it at a gas station in New Orleans East, then came back to the same gas station 20 minutes later.
John, I can tell you, you do not have a criminal mind. You don't think like a criminal. You think like a smart person. Criminals often do return to the place where they can get away with the crime. Just like an arsonist returns to the scene of the fire to watch the fire. They want to see their work.
Criminals, well, that's different.
But no.
That's a mental illness from an arsonist.
If a person who shoplifts at a Winn-Dixie and they're continually successful, they will constantly go back to that Winn-Dixie and shoplift as long as they're successful. Criminals do return to the scene of their original crime if they don't get caught, because the chances of them not getting caught increases the more time they do, or they feel more comfortable getting away with that crime. So they do return to the scene of their crime if they don't get caught.
But Coleman, the only criminals we talk about on the show are the ones who get caught, the ones that aren't that smart.
Right, so imagine how many times he got away with this before he got caught, or before we hear about it just now, or before we're, you know, making the public aware of it. The criminals do return to the scene of a crime that they get away with.
So again, this is Wednesday night in New Orleans East. A woman's putting gas in her car. A guy comes up to her, steals her car. She left her keys in the car. The car was running. 20 minutes later, the same suspect, according to police, came back, same gas station, stole another running car where someone was putting gas in their car. So that was Wednesday night. And then 6:30 yesterday morning in New Orleans East, a different gas station, a man with the same description in a black stolen SUV got into the driver's seat of another car while the owner was putting gas into it. The driver confronted the man and he pulled out a gun but ran off. Surveillance video caught a clear photo of the stolen black SUV being used by the suspect and now a possible accomplice. And then about 15 minutes after that, right down the road at another gas station in New Orleans East, police believe they got their guy on video. They said he tried to steal another running car. Someone was putting gas in, but was confronted, pointed a gun at the driver, and demanded her purse.
I don't see why. I get some people are in a rush, and I'm not trying to tell people how to live their lives, but if you do live in New Orleans, you know who's the biggest culprit of leaving their car running? The police. You ever notice that? You ever go?
But who's going to steal a police car?
That's true, too, but just this. It always bothers me when people leave their car running unattended. It's like you're setting yourself up.
Police believe the suspect is targeting people who leave keys in their car unattended.
You don't say.
At gas stations.
They've established a motive, huh?
At gas stations in New Orleans East. The New Orleans police are warning people to stay alert. do not confront an armed suspect. Call 911. Please do not confront them, the New Orleans police say. Because right now we know that there's somebody that is targeting individuals that are not paying attention. And that somebody is armed.
This text says, where were the cops? 20 minutes later, a cop should have been taking a report for the first stolen car.
We've said it many, many times on this radio show. The New Orleans cops, the New Orleans Police Department is anywhere from 300 to 500 police short because of the federal consent decree. And we told you a story about a guy who got carjacked not that long ago. His friend's iPhone, cell phone, was in the car, so they knew exactly where it was. They called police, and they said that the police never came to help the guy because they do not have enough police officers on the New Orleans Police Department.
And Shay says, word of advice, don't leave your keys while pumping, and don't stop at NOLA gas for any reason, period.
No, and look, and I don't want to hurt the business in New Orleans East, but if you're running short on gas in New Orleans East, at least come to New Orleans and leave the East to fill up your gas tank. And again, when we started talking about this, look, we know people get shot in this city every day. We understand that. This is something a little bit different. People getting carjacked and robbed while they're putting gas in their car at gas stations.
It makes me wonder how long he waits until they pump gas before he hops in the car, because you know if they're at the gas station, they're running low on gas. So I'm guessing he's calculating how much gas it takes for him to make a clean getaway. So he's probably looking at the pump and wait, you know what, I'm going to wait till she puts about $10 in the gas tank. That way I can make my escape. Because if he waits until they put $1 or $2, he might not be able to make a clean getaway because the car will run out of gas.
But that's something between Wednesday night and early yesterday morning, Thursday morning. 4 carjackings happened in 12 hours, all at gas stations in New Orleans East, not very far from each other, while people were putting gas in their tank.
With their keys still in the ignition.
Yes. Be careful out there. All right, coming up next. Got an update on a story yesterday we did about the principal and a coach at LaRanger High School getting into a fight. They were both suspended. And yesterday on the show, I said, since we know about the fight, now we need to know what it was about. Well, we do know what it's about. We have an update on that story, and things have happened since we talked about that yesterday. That's next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And we have an update on a story we did at this time yesterday, because the story had me scratching my head. I had never seen anything like this before. We were talking about how a principal and one of the coaches at the high school, LaRanger High School in Tangipahoa Parish, got into a fight.
Hi-ya!
And they were both placed on administrative leave. They both got suspended. I said, when have you ever seen a principal getting suspended? A principal of a high school. Usually the principal is the one doing the suspending. And we were scratching our heads. We had some questions. And I said, look, if we know that a principal got into a fight with one of the coaches at LaRanger High School, and it was in between second and third periods, it happened in one of the offices at the school. But if we knew that, we have to know more. We have to know why they got into a fight, who started the fight, and now we have those answers. And we have an arrest. It's the update on the story. It was the basketball coach, Michael Washington, at LaRanger High School.
That's who I had my money on to win the fight, by the way.
Well, he fought with the high school's principal, the LaRanger High School principal, Gary Perkins.
Principal Perkins.
Well, it was the basketball coach, Coleman, who got arrested. He started the fight. I guess he threw the first punch. From what I'm reading in the police report here, the basketball coach got into an argument with the principal because evidently the basketball coach paid for some things out of his own pocket, things that the school should have paid for, and he wanted to be reimbursed.
Cha-ching.
And he's the one who started the fight. Evidently, he's the one who threw the first punch. And that's why he was the one out of the two guys who was arrested. And he was charged with simple battery. And when we were talking about this yesterday, a texter texted us and said something that I have said on this show before in the past. When two guys get in a fight, especially two adult men, most of the times, it's usually over one of two things. It's either over a woman, or it's over money.
So it's never over the theory of relativity or astrophysicists or
no, Coleman, and that's a good point. You know, you're thinking if a principal gets in a fight with a coach at a school, I mean, these are two high school employees, you know, it could have been over the theory of relativity, you know, or it could have been over, you know, biology or chemistry. No, it goes back to basics. It's usually over money or a woman when two grown adult men get into a fight. No, it's interesting how we can break that down, yet we still can't stop those fights from happening. We know why they're fighting, but we're unable to stop them from fighting with each other.
Well, you can't stop humans from being human, John. We have laws and people still break them.
Following the investigation, police determined that it was the basketball coach, Michael Washington, who was the aggressor in the incident, and that he physically assaulted Principal Gary Perkins during the argument, knocking him to the ground.
As I said on the show yesterday, I believe Perkins got his ass whipped.
Well, you got the basketball coach fighting the principal. Now, yesterday, all we knew was that it was a coach, and I didn't know if it was a football coach, a basketball coach. It could have been the coach of the debate team. It could have been the coach of the chess team. So when you were assuming yesterday that you would think the coach would beat up the principal, most instances.
Yeah, I was using context clues because you have a coach, and I'm assuming the coach was athletic in some way, shape, or form. We didn't know what sport he played. And you have a principal who was more of a pencil pusher. Then we went by the last names. You have Washington, and you have Perkins. Perkins doesn't sound like a guy who knows how to fight to me personally. I admitted that I was being judgmental, but when you have a guy named Perkins and a guy named Washington, I would assume Washington would whip Perkins' ass. But here's the deep dive. Now that we know that the coach was the aggressor, now that we know that the coach is arrested and he is charged with simple battery, is he a bad guy? Because he did come out of pocket to help those kids play ball. He used his own money to help those kids play ball. What, so that's a good aspect. Yet, he is arrested and he did assault the principal, which kind of puts him in the wrong. So overall, is this a good guy or a bad guy? Is Washington a good person or a bad person?
Well, and when we talked about it yesterday, I said when I was reading about this story on Facebook, underneath this story on Facebook, one of the commenters said that the coach paid for stuff for the team out of his own pocket, and he wanted his money back. So that was right. And yesterday when we were talking about it on the show, I said, look, that's just what somebody said. I don't know if that's the truth or not. Come to find out through the investigation, that's exactly what happened. The story goes that Larangere High School, the basketball coach, Michael Washington, paid for stuff for the basketball team out of his own pocket, and then was talking to the principal about it. An argument started, and then he was the aggressor. He threw the first punch. Maybe because, now I'm speculating, but maybe because the principal said, I don't have your money right now, or maybe you're not getting your money.
So what are the odds that Coach Washington gets a GoFundMe to replace the money that he spent for the basketball team? Now that the story's out and we know people are good-hearted, he did come out of his pocket to help the kids play ball.
But he did start the fight.
He did start the fight. Yeah, I can understand why. You know, if I paid out of pocket and then I wanted compensation, I would probably get a little aggressive myself. But does that make him overall a bad person? I don't think so. I think he...
So you're thinking maybe a GoFundMe could be set up for the basketball coach?
I'm just saying possibly.
At Larangere High School in Tangipahoa Parish, much like... A GoFundMe was set up for Gorilla Glue Girl here in St. Bernard Parish. The woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair by mistake, she thought it was a hair care product, and her ponytail got stuck in the same way for a month, and she had to go to the hospital.
This is a great text. I wish you guys would put your names on a text so I could give you credit, especially when you have good ones like this. I think it's important to know what the coach bought. See, so did he buy uniforms? Did he buy basketball?
Gatorade? We don't know. We need to know more.
Like the texter's name, but you guys are great. I love the texters.
Yeah, we've got really, really good texters. And we appreciate your texts. If you could text the show whenever about whatever we're talking about or whatever you want to text us about at 504-260-9595.
This text says... The winner of the fight usually gets arrested.
Or the person who starts the fight.
Yeah.
But, in this case, so the principal should be back to work Monday morning.
We'll see.
You would think. Larangere High School may be looking for a new basketball coach. But we talked about this story yesterday. We didn't know details. We've got more details now. We still probably could use a couple of more details like the texter referred to, but there's an update on the story because I don't ever remember, and I've said this on the show a few times recently, the different stories we talk about. I've been doing radio most of my adult life, and I never, ever recall seeing a story where a principal got into a fight with a coach in between second and third period at a high school.
Yeah, usually it's around lunchtime.
All right. We're making it rain here on Bayou 95.7, giving you the chance to win $1,000 every hour weekdays from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. So we're getting that going again right now. Give us a second here, and you'll hear the key word, and then follow instructions. Good luck from Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, or an Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We've told you on our show before that we do not agree with the cancel culture that's happening in the United States right now. And I blame a lot of that on social media, the majority of that. There used to be a time and a place in our country where you could disagree with someone, and it's okay. We can agree to disagree. But now, if somebody says something, does something that a bunch of people don't like, they try to cancel them. They try to end their lives as they know it. And to me, that's not American at all. Not in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We need to get back to the place where we can agree to disagree. We're not going to agree and like everything. It's called freedom, right? Well, a new poll that was just conducted by the Harris poll, according to that new poll, 64% of Americans believe that cancel culture threatens their freedom. The other 36% refuse to answer the poll for fear of being canceled. You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I've got a few things here in front of me that I'm trying to clear out of my head. Someone that the pop culture American world became familiar with recently just broke the all-time record on the website OnlyFans. She made $1 million in 6 hours.
$1 million.
Hoo-ah, hoo-ah. We've got that coming up. Remember the stupid Cash Me Outside girl from the Dr. Phil show? That's coming up. She just turned 18 years old. And from what I understand, all of her clothes are on, at least most of them are on, in her OnlyFans. That's coming up. I'm watching a video right now of a very attractive rock climber, a female rock climber who climbs rocks naked, and she insists that it's art, not porn. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up. I've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it's something a woman did yesterday on April Fool's Day that she thought was an April Fool's joke. But not only was it an April Fool's prank, it was the dumbest thing I read all morning, and I think it's the dumbest thing I read all year so far. Stay tuned for all of those reports coming up. But I need to mention this as well, because of the investigation going on with the LSU football team, their former running back, Darius Geis, who has been accused of sexually assaulting women, female LSU students, while he was playing for the LSU football team. You know, this investigation now has brought their coach, Ed Orgeron, into the conversation. And the state Senate here in the state of Louisiana, they want to talk to him about this, and they've given him until next Thursday to talk to them about this, because the story goes that he was made aware of this and did nothing about it. And if that's the case, I can't see how he survives to coach one more game at LSU. You know, this investigation that has been going on into the LSU football program has already cost a few high-ranking LSU officials their jobs in Baton Rouge. It already cost their former football coach, Les Miles, his current job, at the University of Kansas, and it just cost their former president, who was the president of LSU at the time, who is now the president of Oregon State University. It just cost him his job as president. He's out as president of Oregon State University. So now the state Senate committee has asked football coach Ed Orgeron to testify on the LSU sex misconduct issues. And evidently he's got until Thursday next week to go talk to them.
I think Coach O is going to show up. He's a stand-up guy, in my opinion. I think he'll gladly go and tell his side of the story.
Well, they want to talk to him. They want to ask him questions, Coleman.
And I think
they're going to flat out ask him.
He's going to answer whatever they ask him. Coach O is going to answer.
If he answers it honestly, I can't see how he coaches another game.
How do you say that?
Because what they want to ask him, Coach O, we've become aware of someone saying that they went to you saying they were sexually assaulted by one of your football players, Darius Geis, and nothing happened. You did nothing. Darius Geis
did. See, that's why I disagree.
Didn't miss one down, didn't miss one play.
Just because he didn't take the guy out of the game does not mean Coach O did not do anything. He probably did do something. They just didn't do what he wanted him to do. Coach O probably, like, all right, they had the...
Coleman, stop.
They had that woman that said that Darius Geis assaulted at the Superdome, and Coach O tried to call her to get him to apologize. That is something. Maybe Coach O did his own personal, like, CNC. Like, what did he say? Well, I don't believe. Because the thing is, he's a football coach, not a private investigator. Coach O probably did do something. Now, did he do what they wanted? Did he do what they thought was proper? Maybe not. But to say he did nothing, I think that's unfair to say. Well, he probably did do something.
Look, and you just referenced one instance in the Superdome when Darius Geis, while playing for LSU, said to an older female security worker at the Superdome about he likes doing sex with women her age.
Yes, and I believe her story. I believe that happened. And did she also continue to say that Coach O tried to call her to get Darius Geis to apologize to the woman, but she was not accepting the apology?
That's one case we've heard of.
Yeah, but that shows that he's doing something.
But there are other cases where female students, not old security guards, female students at LSU said that they were sexually assaulted by Darius Geis and other LSU players while Ed Orgeron was the coach. And Darius Geis never missed a game. He never missed a down. He never missed
And by the way,
Darius Geis was a high draft choice in the NFL, and he's already been kicked off of a team, and he's already been kicked. He's already been arrested for raping a woman while he was a member of the Washington NFL football team, formerly the Redskins.
So let's say Coach O's asked that question, why didn't you do anything? And Coach O says, yes, when the students approached me about this incident, I said, okay, let's call the police, and then they walked away. Then what would you say? Let's say that happened. Let's say the girls did come to Coach O. They said, hey, this player assaulted me. Then Coach O said, oh, he did? Well, how about this? How about we call the police right now and we get him on the phone to get him arrested? And then the women were like, well, no, we don't want to take it that far. We just don't want to play.
I don't know.
The point is, he did do something. We don't know what he did, but I think it's unfair to say he did nothing at all.
If the female student, if he knew about that, and didn't, so what's he, so he says, so we're just, we don't know if this happened, but he finds out that Darius Geis and other players sexually assaulted female students at LSU, and he tells them, well, if that's the case, call the cops. So he's washing his hands with it at that point.
He's the coach. He's not the police officer. He can only do what a coach does. He can't do what the detectives do.
Right, well,
he's not a crime scene investigator. He can only do what a coach does.
Yeah, this investigation that's going on at LSU, it's costing all kinds of people their jobs. And now the state Senate here in Louisiana wants to ask Ed Orgeron, Coach O, some questions next week. And we will see what happens there. But this is a mess, this whole investigation. All right, we're going to get to those other reports that I just told you about coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station is an Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And you may remember a few years ago, a girl, a young girl who became instantly overnight famous because of her appearance on the Dr. Phil television show. And she went on with her mother because her mother couldn't control her. And then she said something that made her instantly famous.
Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny. Talking about the audience that they're laughing at us.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
That young girl, I believe she was only about 14 years old at the time. She became known as the Catch Me Outside girl. And
catch me outside. How about that?
Well, she became instantly famous. Her name is Danielle Bergioli. And evidently last week, she turned 18. And right when she turned 18, she went on the website OnlyFans. That's the website, the app where anybody can go on and charge people to see them. And I guess it's most known for naked women, to where guys will go and they will pay to see women. So this, and by the way, in between that show appearance on Dr. Phil that we just played and her turning 18 recently, she became a rapper. And she calls herself Bad Bobby.
It's Barbie, but she's doing it with a Boston Bobby, Bad Bobby, like that.
All right. Well, evidently she had some success rapping. And she was just recently in the news. She's not happy with Dr. Phil because evidently after that show, Dr. Phil sent her to some home. Because her mother couldn't control her anymore.
A behavior boot camp is what I think they call it. A behavioral boot camp. And they say she claims that she was being abused at the behavior boot camp.
That's what she says. Well, the reason I just brought all of this up is because the other day when she was legal, she turned 18 to go on OnlyFans. She earned over $1 million in 6 hours.
$1 million.
She didn't get naked at all, from what I understand. She's charging people $23.99 a month for access to photographs and videos of her, and also the ability where people can direct message with her.
They could do that on Twitter.
So, evidently, she's now calling herself Bad Barbie, and she just broke the record for OnlyFans. The record that she broke was from an actress named Bella Thorne, who evidently made close to that kind of money. But when Bella Thorne went on OnlyFans, she took a lot of abuse from sex workers, female sex workers, saying, why are you doing this? You're already famous. You're already rich. Why are you going on OnlyFans? You're taking away money from women who don't have your fame and notoriety and who need this money.
And I would say, screw you. This is a capitalistic society. You can't tell me how much money I can and can't make. If people want to pay to see access for my stuff and I'm competing with you, them's the breaks.
So evidently, Coleman, when this, again, Danielle Bregoli is her name, Bregoli. Sounds like something I had for dinner recently.
Would you like the Bregoli?
When she was just turned 18 on March 26th, she posted on her Instagram, and I'm quoting here, from now on, I'm going to do whatever the bleep I want.
That's what she was doing when she was 14, so nothing's changed.
My God. This is what our society has created. And how dare her be mad at Dr. Phil? Now, again, she is saying that when Dr. Phil sent her to this home,
the behavior boot camp, yeah.
The behavior boot camp, she's claiming she was abused there, and she's mad at Dr. Phil, but the only reason anyone knows who she is because of Dr. Phil. The only reason she became a rapper and made money and now went on OnlyFans and just broke the record, it's all because of Dr. Phil, because of one thing she said when she was on his television show.
Catch me outside. How about that?
It was funny. Her mom had to interpret what she was saying to the audience because they couldn't understand.
They couldn't understand what she was saying.
She needed an interpreter. Look, I'm not against this at all. If there's a market for it and she can break records and she can make money, I am all for it. I believe in free market capitalism. She's taking advantage of her success. I say, why not? Now, I know it seems like it's the downfall of society that somebody of her nature, somebody who's disrespectful to her mom, who's being disrespectful to the audience and didn't have no, she was very unruly, how somebody of this negative character was able to benefit off of personality and become, what, make millions of dollars in less than 6 hours, I think that's inspirational.
And both Coleman and I have agreed when it comes to OnlyFans, obviously this is where women can make a lot more money than men could ever make. But Coleman and I both said, look, because obviously more men are going to go to OnlyFans to see naked women than women would pay money on OnlyFans to see naked men.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't give it a shot.
And we both agreed, and I said to Coleman, but what if you and I started an OnlyFans page, different pages? You could have yours.
You see my eyebrow raised when you said that. Huh?
No. You'd have your OnlyFans page, and I would have my OnlyFans page, and we took our clothes off. But the only money we were making were from gay guys.
I would take it. I would take the money. I need the money.
Because guys are the ones who spend money on OnlyFans. Women don't.
I'm still skeptical about her breaking the record because I assume that before she turned 18, you know, her being a rapper, I'm not going to say successful rapper, she probably has made a lot of rich friends because of her popularity. I wouldn't be surprised if behind the scenes she called some of her rich friends and said, look, I'm about to start an OnlyFans. How about you subscribe and donate a bunch of money and make me break the record? That's not beyond the realm of possibility. Like, she tells people that she know with big bank accounts, because it's hard for me to imagine that the average person, $23 at a whop, and she
$23.99 a month.
Yeah, at $23.99, she automatically makes $1 million in 6 hours. There's something to that. I believe she reached out to some people to help her break the record, but that's just my conspiracy.
And she told them, cash me online?
Ha! Good one. Cash me online.
And from what I understand, again, I haven't seen any of this, but from what I'm reading, her clothes are on.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to get nude for OnlyFans. There are musicians on OnlyFans. There are people who make short films. There are painters on OnlyFans. You could pretty much do whatever you want, and people will pay to see your content. It's just mostly known for those who decide to get naked, like I plan to this summer when my abs come in after my sit-ups.
So you're preparing to start your OnlyFans?
Yeah, I've been trying, but, you know, I just love jalapeno zaps and ginger ale too much, and that's stopping my progress.
Wouldn't that be something, though, if we're trying to figure out a way for guys to make money on OnlyFans, but it just doesn't?
Well, they do. Well, they got guys who do workout videos. They show you how to do push-ups, but they just don't make as much as the naked women. They have, like, fitness gurus on OnlyFans, too, that you can subscribe to. And they'll you know, you do squats and stuff, and they charge a certain amount of money. They just don't make as much as the naked women. There's yoga instructors. It's like, there's a lot of people on OnlyFans doing a lot of different things. It's just mostly known for the nudie people.
Well, that Cash Me Outside girl who just turned 18 years old said she's going to do whatever the bleep she wants, just started an OnlyFans page, and it broke the record. She made over $1 million in 6 hours.
Inspiring.
Wow. Isn't that something? I guess if you could figure out how to do it, that's capitalism. But for her to be mad at Dr. Phil, she should be thanking that guy, because it was his show that made her. Now she has gone on from that, evidently rapping and now with OnlyFans, but all of that came because Dr. Phil put her and her poor mother on the show, and she obviously doesn't have a father in her life, because I don't think any of this would have been happening if she did.
So you're saying if she came from a nuclear family, she wouldn't be successful. She'll still be a regular.
But could you imagine being her father with the way she was talking on Dr. Phil? And could you imagine, you know, how embarrassed you'd be if you were her father?
I'm quite sure if her father ran out, her father probably want to get back into her life right about now after breaking the record.
Yeah.
She's going to be getting a visit from some stranger at some point at a house. Hey, you remember me? I'm your daddy.
All right, coming up, we've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it was, this may be the dumbest thing I've ever read in my life, Coleman. Someone tried to pull an April Fool's prank yesterday, and this is the, not only the dumbest thing I read this morning, the dumbest thing I read all year. I think this may be the dumbest thing I've ever read in my life, and it's dumber than the whole Bad Barbie, Cash Me Outside, Danielle Rigoli story. Wait till you hear this coming up on the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We got an update on a story. Remember last week on the show, we told you about the guy who quit his job in Georgia and his boss wasn't happy that he quit. And so when he got his final paycheck, it was in 91,000 pennies that were covered in grease and oil that were dumped onto his driveway. Yeah, his final paycheck was $915 that his boss owed him. And evidently his boss wasn't happy that he quit. And so they dumped off 91,000 pennies in his driveway, and all of those pennies were covered in either grease or oil. So he was literally cleaning off the pennies one by one. Remember we told you about that story?
I remember that because the boss had an awesome name. It was like Miles Walker or something.
That was his, that was the boss's name. The employee, Andreas Flatten, lived in Georgia, and he worked at OK Walker Auto Works in Peachtree City, Georgia, and the boss's name, Miles Walker.
Miles Walker.
You know, and the media inundated him, the boss, after this story went all over the place, and the boss finally said something. He said, quote, "I don't really remember if that's how I paid him or not. It doesn't matter. He got paid. That's all that matters." So he obviously did it. Well, here's the update on the story. A company out of Washington State on the other side of the country called Coinstar, heard about that. They sent a truck over there. They picked up all of the coins, and they wrote Andreas Flatten a check. They rounded it up to $1,000.
See that? That's good.
So there you go. That was some story, though. Coming up next, that was pretty dumb, but not as dumb as the dumbest thing I read all morning, because what I'm about to tell you may be the dumbest thing I ever read in my life, what this person tried doing for an April Fool's prank yesterday. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. It's good morning, the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I hope you have a very happy Easter coming up on Sunday as we are here on Easter weekend. Are you a fan of Peeps? Because this is the time of the year where Peeps, you know, the candy, this is the time of the year where this is Peeps money time. And you're listening to someone that does indeed have a very sweet tooth. I love sweets, but I've never really been a fan of Peeps. Peeps are better when they're stale.
What?
Yeah, if you buy Peeps, open up the Peeps and just let them sit out for 24 hours, 48 hours, and then eat them. Like, open up the package, just put them on the table, and then come back.
How did you discover that, John?
Somebody made a mistake one day, but they ended up being better than, I like them better that way than
how do you mistakenly eat a stale peep, John?
Than fresh out of the,
there's some details to the story you're not sharing.
I don't have time right now. It's time for the dumbest thing I read all morning. This may be the dumbest thing I ever read in my life, Coleman. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. Ohio woman arrested for April Fool's prank, claiming there was an active shooter where she was. Now, we've seen stupid April Fool's pranks in the past, but this is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. An Ohio woman got arrested yesterday because she texted her sister that an active shooter was at a plant where she worked in Springfield, Ohio, for an April Fool's prank that went wrong. After she texted her sister that, her sister then called the cops. Multiple agencies from all over the place responded to the
911. What's your emergency?
To the Navistar assembly plant after they got the call from the woman's sister. That's unbelievable. 57-year-old Pamela Sisko was arrested and charged with disturbing public service and including a panic.
She's in her 50s?
She's 57 years old and thought it would be a fun April Fool's prank to text her sister, "There's an active shooter at the plant where I work."
You idiot!
Coleman, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Cops from all over the Midwest showed up. Many, many, many different municipalities and agencies showed up. And then when they all went in there with their guns blazing, the woman said, "Wait a minute, no, it was just a joke."
Imagine how bad the sister must feel. thinking that her sister's life was in jeopardy. She's panicking. She's calling the police, not knowing that it's a whole April Fool's joke. Imagine how she feels.
Well, the woman in Ohio who tried playing an April Fool's prank by texting her sister that the plant that she was working at, there was an active shooter. And then her sister called the cop.
What did she expect the sister to do? Laugh out loud, LOL?
Not only the dumbest thing I read all day, it's the dumbest thing I read all week, the dumbest thing I read all month, all year, and maybe the dumbest thing I ever read in my life.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock, is an Odyssey station.